ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam.
A samba time.
This is
a samba.
I guess this is, yeah, this would be...
Or
yeah.
Bossa Nova, you know what I'm thinking about.
The Bossa Nova.
Those organs where you
Which
could,
organs are you thinking about, Wendy?
The ones you play. All right. That's, God, you're just gross.
I think what Kathy Griffin did was awful, what Bill Maher said was horrible, but what you just inferred, I'm so offended, it's not even funny.
The Hammond organ stores, or Wurlitzer, whoever was in the mall next to merry-go-round...
Right, by the cheese shop?
Yes. Oh, yeah, by the Swiss Colony.
Yeah, Swiss Colony cheese shop.
You could go in there because they were always vacant, and you could sit there and play, you know, I could play Heart and Soul.
Right.
And a couple other items that I learned when I took piano lessons. And then there are little buttons where you would hit Bossa Nova.
Yeah.
Samba.
Right, a little switch, and you'd...
Yeah.
Turn so that I think over.
That's a that samba or bossa nova.
It's right in there. It's right down the middle of that. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill, and that's Wendy. We're glad that you're listening. If you want to call up and complain, 312-235-2525.
Complain? We didn't even start yet.
All of our errant talk about bossa nova, I'm sure it got some people upset. I don't know who, but I'm sure it got some people upset. Speaking of getting upset, I was so sad to see that Jimmy Pearsall had died over the weekend. Jimmy Pearsall... an announcer for the White Sox for a number of years, a longtime baseball player, a great baseball player in his own. Well,
who did he play with?
Great. Played for several teams. Most of, I think the longest stretch was with the Boston Red Sox, but he was with, I think, five teams, the Red Sox being the longest. But he'll be best known in Chicago as part of the strangest baseball announcing team in history, and that would be Harry Carey and Jimmy Pearsall together.
Now, I knew of that, and over the weekend, right as we were waiting for graduation to start and we were up on one of the high bleachers with 120 degrees temperature, Jim says to me, "That's so sad about Jimmy Pearsall."
Yeah.
And I said, "I know." And then the more I thought about it, I know the name. I know him as an announcer. Mm-hmm. I know him as a, you know, partner with Harry Carey, and that's really all I know.
The legend of Jimmy Pearsall is that now he had, and I mean, people know this, he had some mental problems, and he talked about it in his book, Fear Strikes Out. And then he wrote a second book that I never read. I read Fear Strikes Out and I saw the movie, and he really talks about the struggles that he had. But it was also a testament to the fact that you can have some mental deficiencies and still function. He did some crazy things on the field. When he hit his 100th home run. Now, I had always heard he ran the bases backwards, but in one of the accounts, they said that he ran the bases, but that he was running backwards. But I don't think that's right. I think he ran, like when he hit the home run, he ran to third base first, then second base, then first base, then home.
That's not that weird. That was his 100th home run. He was trying
right.
to be goofy.
He was right. There was also the story about how when Ted Williams was batting against him to distract him, instead of standing in one place, he just kept running all around the outfield to mess with Ted Williams. I don't know if that was effective or not, but it is pretty funny that he would do that. Now, in the movie version of his life in Fear Strikes Out, he was played by Anthony Perkins.
And
this
love
made
him.
Jimmy Pearsall furious because Anthony Perkins, although a very good actor, he's Norman Bates.
Right. That's really what you think of him as.
Yeah.
Is that what Jimmy Pearsall thought of him?
Jimmy Pearsall was very upset that they didn't get a guy with more legitimate baseball skills. When you see Anthony Perkins in the movie, it's fairly obvious that he may have never played baseball before.
Really?
Yeah, he couldn't really throw real well, and his swing was awful.
He's an actor. Aren't they supposed to teach him that stuff?
If it was made today, if they remade the movie today, they would be certain to get a guy who had a little more baseball skill than Anthony Perkins. But Jimmy Pearsall was never happy that that's who played him. And then also in the movie, they kind of pin everything on his dad, on Mr. Pearsall, played by Carl Malden in the movie. And Jimmy Pearsall used to say, look, my dad had his faults, but all my problems were not because of my dad. That's just something Hollywood came up with to have a villain in the movie.
How does that work, though? Like, if, you know, when the Bill Left story comes out?
Yeah. And
first of
Bradley
all.
Bradley Cooper probably would play me, I would imagine. Probably Bradley Cooper. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe The Rock. I don't know.
I would love to see The Rock play you.
The Rock might play me, or maybe his brother, Scissors or Paper. Maybe one of them will play me.
But when they make your life story someday,
yes,
and you know it blames someone for
you.
Well, that would be true.
James Spader is going to play you in the movie and
in a dress.
All the blame will
I never wear a dress. What am I saying?
Right.
But
all
I mean,
the blame will go on you.
Wouldn't you kind of have to approve that?
Not necessarily. You know, if you sell the rights to it, you sell the rights.
Guess.
So the book was a best-selling book, and they turned it into a movie. And the movie is actually pretty good. It's very melodramatic. There's a scene where he's not doing well in a game, and he climbs up the back. They got that gate. What's it called? The backstop. He climbs up, and he's going, "Is that good enough for you, Dad? Is that good enough for you, Dad?" And we used to do that at Little League all the time. If we were having a bad day, just climb up the backstop and yell, "Is that good enough for you, Dad?" That was always fun.
That's sad if that wasn't true, but it does make a good trying to prove to your parents, even though you're a professional
right.
ball player. We all try to please our parents, really,
yeah.
bottom line.
Yeah. Without a doubt. It was effective because it really painted a picture, an inaccurate picture of his life.
It's a story.
Right.
Based loosely on the life of Jimmy Pearsall.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was with Harry Carey.
It was such an incredible team up because even though they told you what was going on in the baseball game, it was just the two of them talking and it was priceless.
And drinking maybe?
There may have been a Falstaff or two consumed during. Yeah, it was like sitting next to two guys in a bar who may have had a couple too many, but that's what it was like on a nightly basis. And it was really enjoyable. The White Sox during that period did not field a tremendous baseball team, so you needed something to get you coming back, and it worked.
Because my grandfather, of course, would have known of him as well,
oh, yeah.
watching all the Sox games.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. He made, I think, two All-Star appearances. He was a decent baseball player. He was never the best guy in baseball, but he was a decent baseball player. But I think he'll always be known better, I think, in Chicago anyway, as being Harry Carey's partner. Strangest matchup. Like, I don't know if today somebody would make that matchup because you had two guys that were just loose cannons and never edited themselves. And they were so critical of the team. It was really funny because now there's some blowback if a guy just calls a team out, but on an almost nightly basis, Harry Carey and Jimmy Pearsall would just say, "That guy doesn't deserve to be in the major league. That guy can't catch. You shouldn't be pitching." It was really funny to listen to.
That sounds like a great pairing.
It was so much fun.
You know, so known better as an announcer than a player, really?
Certainly here in Chicago.
That's going to be the same with Jay Cutler, you know.
Maybe.
No, not.
Maybe. I don't know. That's possible. I am anxious to hear him.
He might surprise everyone.
I'm serious because I didn't, as you may have heard, I was not a fan of his work on the field, but I hope he is a good announcer. You know who really surprised me last night? David Ross did part of the Cubs broadcast. Well, not part of it, but he was part of a three-man team, and he was really good.
That guy can do anything.
Yeah.
Wasn't he out on the field playing catch with Rizzo?
I think he was actually prior to the game. Yeah.
The Sox are sucking big time right now.
Yeah, they have fizzled a lot faster than I was hoping. I mean, I didn't want them to fizzle, but I really thought, like last year, they had a good first month, and you go, oh, maybe there's something to this team. But yeah, they were just outscored by 20 runs.
Yeah, I know.
More than 20 runs.
See, that's what's hurting me at being a Sox fan is we're getting our asses whomped.
Yeah, I know.
By a big amount.
Yeah, I know.
The Cubs seem to be able to come back from a deficit and walk away with a win.
They trailed in all three games against St. Louis and won all three. They were down by at least two runs in all three of the games, and they won all three. So that's a step in the right direction.
Is there going to be a Twin Pete?
A Twin Peaks?
No, a Twin Pete.
Oh, a Twin Pete. I think those are going to be Twin Peaks.
That is just crazy. You should get Showtime just to watch it because,
is it worth it? Yeah.
Again, I don't know what I'm watching, but I think I love it. Do you think they're World Series material?
Very possible. I'm not as confident as I was last year, but they were off to such an incredible start last year.
And they had a little slump a while back, didn't they?
The season as of yesterday is a third of the way over, which is hard to believe because it seems like it just started. But yesterday was the one-third mark, and they're a game above 500, the Cubs are. The White Sox are, I think, 7 games or 8 games below.
It's still early.
It is still early.
Although it is weird that it's a third over.
Yeah. It just started.
Yeah, but that's because all of a sudden we were sitting out on the porch last night at 8:30, still light out. Isn't that like the most amazing thing? So to us, summer has just started.
Right.
Summer means baseball.
Right.
How in the world could it be a third over
already?
I don't
know.
They start early.
That's what it is. That is what it is. I wanted to bring this up to you. There's been a couple of articles written in the last day or two about misspelled words, and they do the thing that, thank goodness for the internet, Wendy, because before the internet, you didn't have the ability to do something like this. They can go state by state now, and they can tell you, like, they can say, what's the best condiment in each of the 50 states? And you could go, oh, look, in Arkansas, they like relish, but in Delaware, they really like barbecue sauce. You know, there was a time where we couldn't do that, but now, thanks to the internet, we can. Well,
that's scary.
I know it is kind of scary, but I get suckered into these. Every time I see one, I'm like, oh, I want to know what works in what state and what doesn't. So tell me if you don't think this is one of the strangest subcategories of this. At Huffington Post, they wanted to know on a state-by-state basis, and I applaud the person who thought of this, because I like to think that I'm fairly creative. I wouldn't have thought of this on my best day. They wanted to know which word was misspelled state-by-state in terms of porn searches. So, like, I hope I'm explaining this properly. Like, in each of the 50 states, what word are people looking for, porn-related, and misspelling? So they're Googling these words, but they're spelling them incorrectly state by state.
And you can say some of these on the air?
I think I can say all of them.
We are on the stream.
Right. I'm pretty sure I can say all
of them. Content may be questionable for more sensitive viewers.
Do you want me to, should I count them down from 10 to 1?
Yeah.
That would make Casey Kasem proud, I think, if I did it that way. All right. Now, this one's sick. They're all sick. It's porn,
great.
Wendy. Porn is bad for you. First of all, you'll go blind. You know that. Although,
that's
which
self-porn.
One of the two of us is wearing glasses? Me. in some states, now, this was the 10th most misspelled porn search word. Can't believe I just said that sentence. Stepmom.
All right, that's freaky.
So in a couple of states, a lot of people want to see pornography. I'm trying to see what the closest state
is. Not necessarily involving their stepmom, but a stepmom.
A stepmom. They want to see a stepmom engaged in some sort of a sexual act.
Yeah, because they're not related to their stepkid.
Why would that excite anybody? I don't
know
why.
It's porn.
All right.
You know the plot lines.
Yeah, sometimes the plot lines are a little thin, aren't
sometimes
they?
Sometimes a stepmom would be more exciting than the pizza delivery guy.
I get it. Yeah.
Unless the stepmom is the pizza delivery girl.
Right. All right, so people are misspelling stepmom. That's number 10.
One word?
Number 9. No, they have it as two words.
Aside from like the search itself, that's the most shocking part, that they're misspelling that. Stepmom?
Right. That seems fairly easy to spell. But I guess they're not really. I guess they're in a hurry, Kevin. They want to see their stepmom porn quickly. I don't know why. They're in a hurry. Asian is number 9.
And who can't spell that? What state?
What state is misspelling Asian?
And how are they misspelling that? These are, boy.
Maybe they're not capitalizing it. You need to capitalize it.
All right, these are people that are porn
tell.
Fans. So.
Well, yeah, they are porn fans. They are.
So maybe, you know.
Well, one-handed typing is different. I'm sorry. That was a joke I was on the fence about, and
you
I didn't want
right.
to make it.
You all edited right. yourself before.
We're all out of time.
You're fine with
the show's
that.
Show's over.
Good job, by the way, Kev.
Thanks.
Number 9 is Filipino, who is a guy, I guess, who's in porn.
Philip Eno.
Filipino.
Brian Eno's cousin.
The Rocky.
Spelled differently.
Cousin. Or maybe his first name is Phil and his last name is Lupino.
Oh,
remember the actress Ida Lupino?
Yeah.
Well, Ida Lupino? Maybe that's her son, Phil. He got into adult films. What an embarrassment
Ida too,
you are.
If
yeah.
I
Kevin,
was just going to pun on the
Kevin,
name.
Kevin, you're
going to
have company in the meeting.
You started it.
I guess I did.
You're going to be leading the meeting.
I guess I did. Number 7 is compilation. People are misspelling compilation. Again, a strange thing to look up in a porn search engine.
I think I understand. See, this is...
All right, this scares me.
You
careful.
Think it's compilation?
Well,
no. It's supposed to be compilation, but they're misspelling it on purpose, I think. I'm not going to... I can't say it.
All right.
like compiling a list, so it's an I. Are they doing it with a U?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
with
a little
theme there. You get what I'm saying?
Yep. Compulsion?
No.
No. Move the U further forward in the...
And borrow the six.
Oh,
now you see
God.
It. Yeah, sick. It's a sick world, Wendy.
Excuse me, but the only one deciphering this that you brought to the table, Bill, is Kevin.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Kevin begged me to do the story. I wasn't going to do it. He goes, come on, please do it. It would mean the world to me.
I have answers for you, Bill.
Number six is amateur.
E-U-R?
It doesn't say how... Oh, all right. In some states, it looks like South Carolina, they spelled it A-M-A-T-U-R-R.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
In Alaska, they spelled it correctly, so I don't know why. I don't know. All right. The one on top of that or above it, well, either way, it's dirty.
Up or down.
Up and down. Is ebony. Now, if I was looking for that sort of pornography, ebony is too high-end a word. Isn't it? Ebony? If you were a porn fan, would you even bother with the word ebony? That just seems too high class to me. Number five is threesome.
I'm surprised that's not higher.
Higher up?
Oh, it is fivesome number one?
Number four. Now, I want a quick disclaimer before I tell you number four. I'm not included on this survey, but number four is cartoon.
Oh,
people want to see their favorite cartoon
Daffy
characters.
Duck.
Yeah, Daffy Duck.
Or his friend Faffy. Never mind.
Oh, that's sick.
I edited.
That's sick, but very funny. So, like I've always said that the prettiest cartoon girl of all time would be Daphne from Scooby-Doo. But if Daphne was involved in adult films, I'd be disappointed in her. I wouldn't want to see them. I would look the other way. I'd be very disappointed.
I want to hear what's going on in your mind right now. What about Jessica Rabbit? I thought she was
I would watch. That I would watch. But Daphne, I have too much respect for. Zoink, Scoob.
What do you think zoinks means?
Number three, if you're just joining us, enjoy it.
We'll see you later.
We'll not be here tomorrow. These are the most misspelled porn search terms by state. This was a bit that Wally Phillips used to do for years here on WGN, and we have picked up the mantle. I don't know what this means.
Oh,
now, I'm going to do one. I wish Judy Pilak was here, because I don't know what this means. But
this scares me, often
misspelled. Oh, Judy's here. She materialized. What does hente mean? I don't know what that is.
Oh, God.
H-E-N-T-I?
Well, the correct spelling is H-E-N-T-A-I, but it's misspelled usually as H-E-N-T-I. And I will say that here in Illinois, that is the porn word that is most misspelled, is henty.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
How do you correctly spell the word henty? What does it mean, Kevin?
Wendy, you don't know?
No, I'm embarrassed to admit. No, I'm happy
I have no
to admit.
Idea what
I'm
it is.
Embarrassed to admit. You know. Is it dirty?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty common.
Is it just the act of henty?
It doesn't say that. It's just a word.
Oh, my God.
Kevin,
I'm very nervous.
Kevin, use it in a sentence.
Can we be using it on the air?
Yes.
Kevin, can I ask a quick question before you say what it is? Does it involve hens?
I guess it could. No, it goes with cartoons. It's like the, you know, anime. Like,
oh, is it?
It's that only.
Oh.
They have bigger eyes.
Yeah. And
the better to look at you.
Wow.
Well, that's the difference, really, with anime. It's like, you know, me having sex with Speed Racer.
Again. Wow.
And you know who was watching?
Spritel and Chim-Chim.
Yes. Probably. Making those noises.
Racer Triple X. Forget about Racer X. Racer Triple X. All right, so it's.
Aren't you glad you walked in on this?
Japanese animated characters engaging in sexual acts, and that's hente.
Yes, right. To my understanding.
And people like that.
I just say I don't know that it's fun for me to watch cartoons doing it.
No. Unless you're getting cartoon noises like boing yong 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 yong. Can I watch it all day? Right. I'd watch it all day long if that was the case. Dad, what's going on in there? Stay out. And the number one, Wendy, the number one most misspelled porn search term in the nation.
So we can all sleep tonight.
Is the word porn. People are spelling it with an M.
Porm?
In almost every state on the West Coast. I'm looking all along the West Coast.
If you can't spell it, you don't deserve
to
see it.
You shouldn't get it. Right.
Maybe they're misspelling prom and just kind of...
Oh, God.
They're spelling porn, P-R-O-M. Porm. I want to see some porm.
Why is that so funny to you?
It's just amazing. It's four.
It's a typo.
Yeah, but it's the number one typo.
Doesn't Siri know to autocorrect porm to porn?
Oh no! All right, we must take a break, and then more of this sort of behavior. Believe it or not, Judy's got the news, and then I don't know what's next. It's Bill and Wendy at WGN. Judy, thanks for putting up with this nonsense.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't do it if I were you. You're an esteemed journalist.
Steamy.
Esteemed.
You know, the temperature dropped like 10 degrees out there.
It's gotten a lot colder than it was
really
this morning.
It's really
weird. Yeah, it's very strange.
It's chilly.
Very strange.
I have a sweater on.
Ladies, you know, we live in a time of miracles. Anything's possible in today's day and age. Let me give you this example. You know, this is technology that we've had for several years now. The GPS system, you go in your car and you just say, I want to go there, and it tells you how to get there. Well, some people thought it would be amusing if the voice that was the GPS voice in your car sounded like Donald Trump. So there is now an option to have all your directions.
In what way is that amusing?
Even Melania is not going to do that.
Like Donald Trump. This is according to a story that appeared this morning on Huffington Post. Would you like to hear some samples of that?
Yes.
All right. Here is a GPS system. This is now available from a company called Carta GPS. This is what it would sound like to have Donald Trump giving you directions.
Go straight ahead. It's tremendous. Turn right, okay? You are approaching a fixed radar, and that is not fake news. You have reached your destination. Let's make navigation great again, okay?
That's Alec Baldwin.
No, it's not Alec Baldwin, and it's also not Donald Trump.
Is it just a machine?
It's they
found
a guy.
It sounds like them, I know.
It sounds like somebody doing Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Right, right.
And it shouldn't, you know, it needs to be, he needs to be more mocking. Like, you made the wrong turn, jerk.
And then loser.
Yeah,
right.
It's pathetic the way you're driving.
Right.
Like the tweets he has done,
too. It should be a little more scolding, right? Wouldn't
yeah.
that be better? Yeah. But
Yeah, good luck with
if
this venture.
If you're a fan, I don't know. Will this sell?
No.
I'm not sure.
Because it's not even him.
Whose voice, let's say you had the option to have anybody's voice do your GPS, who would you go with?
So the last person I would go with would be Donald Trump.
Would it be the last? Yeah.
I want to hear his voice in my car.
I got to tell you, I wouldn't want to hear Hillary's voice either.
No.
All right.
I need someone. Well, I've got the English guy in my, like my.
Do you have a British one?
I know, and he's now annoying.
Can I ask you, is there a way, because I've been told you can do that in almost.
Yeah, you can get any.
But
yeah.
I can't, how do I do it? I can't find a way to do it.
Give your phone to someone and have them do it.
But
you
my,
mean Siri?
My GPS Siri, that's is in my talking. Car.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't set up my GPS in the car yet.
Yeah.
I just use...
I don't have GPS in my car. It's my phone.
Oh.
But yeah, but I think you can. I'm pretty sure in your car as well.
I would love
that. It's just
Have one of your kids do it.
Yeah.
The girls could figure it out before you.
Why? Who do you want?
Well, I would
Donald
like
Duck?
Keira Knightley.
Yeah,
to do
I knew
it.
He was going to say that. He's going to go British and going to go a girl.
It would be for sure it'd be a British woman.
Hello,
even if it's
Bill.
Not, yeah, I would like that. When I
want out, hello, love.
That would be perfect. I would feel so good if that was.
The thing about it is, it kind of puts you in a nice mood. You know,
yeah.
It relaxes you in your car while you're getting upset rather than hearing Donald Trump.
Yeah, I wouldn't get Donald Trump.
You're never getting home.
We built a wall. You can't get home.
Exactly. Try getting around that wall. Yeah. Any voice would be
But good. The British one, because one of my wife's best friends has a British, like, it sounds like it's a butler or something.
Yeah,
but I would like, yeah, like a...
But when he doesn't know something, then he really pisses me off.
Why? What does it do when it doesn't know something?
I'm sorry. It says it. Like, if I talk into my phone, take me to whatever. It'll say it, and then he'll be like, I can't find it, and he'll totally mangle whatever I
oh,
just
really?
Say. Oh, yeah.
Really?
It happens a lot.
Siri's been letting me down a lot lately.
Yeah.
With incorrect information?
Just with not... Even like I do the
like
message
lazy,
to text
right?
a lot, and they're not. They and I speak. Listen, I can speak very articulate if I need to.
Sure.
And she just. I'm sorry, I didn't get that one,
right.
Bella.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, listen, will ya?
We're talking bad.
Don't you, though?
Yeah.
Because I do. Yeah. Bill, you wanted to take a phone call?
I would love to take a phone call. Is this Janine? How are you, Janine?
Hey, you guys. I just want to let you know there's an app out there called Waze.
Yeah.
And it's you could change it to any celebrity voice. It's hilarious. We have Mr. T, and he says, take a left, sucka. It's hilarious.
Keep going straight. Don't turn left. Keep going straight.
W-A-Z-E. You can get the app. I had it for a while. This is where the whole community of drivers can pitch in. So when there's an accident on your route, somebody will chime in with it. So you're like, oh, crap, another accident in the construction zone on the inbound Ike at Congress. It's really helpful.
I'll tell you that there's cops up ahead, and there are.
Oh.
We look, and we're like, oh, there it is.
But, Janine, is there a way to transfer it? Because I understand it can be used on your phone, but I have a GPS built into my car. Is there a way to do that on there, too?
That I don't know.
Look at the little manual out.
Yeah. Little manual's my neighbor. I'll see if he knows. Maybe he
can
help me.
Thank you, Janine. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Give us one more, Mr. T. Oh, we lost her.
Why do you want to go to the zoo?
Cut down that tree.
Right. It would all be tree-related stuff.
Yeah.
That's too many
Smash
trees.
Smash into that tree.
Go straight.
Exactly.
Crash into the tree.
Would it be angry tree directions all the time?
If something happens to me on the way home from work today, just know that there's some porn sites on the computer I used and on my cell phone.
Right.
And it was all work-related.
Strangely enough,
why did you
less
it on
than
your cell
usual,
phone?
Judy.
Less than
like,
usual.
There always is, but today there's even less. I don't know why. Morgan Freeman's voice would be, that would be a nice one, because he always sounds like he's narrating stuff. That would be pleasant. I'm trying to think of who else's voice. Like who's
Sean Connery.
Oh, Sean Connery's voice would be so nice, wouldn't it?
Stare left.
You need to go airborne. Airborne. There's
right. Try to make your car.
Agents in front of you.
That would be excellent. All right, so there's
Steep
that.
Hill ahead.
Right, it's all stuff that has that sort of letter combination. Also, in other driving news, there's a guy in Arizona that had his driver's license picture taken.
Oh, wait, can you hold
that
thought?
Yeah, sure.
Just because I didn't see Matt's call here. Matt called us at 312-235-2525. Hi, Matt.
Hello, Wendy.
Matt,
hello,
what's
Bill.
Up?
Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Please take a left if you want to continue this phone call.
Oh.
All right. No. I am an Uber driver, and I don't use the app. Like, if I log on and I pick up a ride, and the ride says we're going to Shaw's Crab House, wherever I am, I know how to get to Shaw's Crab House, so I don't even look at the app until I get there, just to finish the ride. If it's some obscure address, I'll type it into my phone. But the Uber app GPS is like it will bring you to their alley. It will try to take you down one way streets.
Really.
All day. And I've just given up. Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Why is it so bad? That's terrible.
My theory on that is it's okay for the most part, but when you have 60,000 plus people logging on at any given time in the city of Chicago alone, it just the
it gets wonky.
Whatever controls it, it overloads and it can't help itself.
All right, well, good to know that, Matt. We appreciate you checking in.
Thanks, Matt.
Of course.
Bye.
Yeah, I've had to actually do that, get different Uber drivers. You know, I just cancel a trip and get another one because I can see, you know how you can check where they are?
Yeah.
But you can't find them.
But no, like I was in front. I mean, come on. Here's the Tribune Tower. There's the Wrigley Building. I was in front of the Wrigley Building because I was going that way to Soldier Field. And I could see the car on Lower Wacker, Michigan, just driving around and around. I'm like, what are you doing?
It couldn't get up to
come over. Didn't know how.
I'm not trying to help them, but I noticed this, that when you're on Lower Wacker, like it has a hard time discerning what's upper and what's lower on any multi-level street. And there's not a lot of multi-level
streets. And you lose the signal when you're on Lower Wacker.
Okay, but this is where I feel like the driver should know Michigan Avenue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just, like the guy who just called.
Right.
I feel like, okay, if you're just looking at your GPS and not knowing where the heck you are.
Right, you don't want to be in his car or her car.
Exactly.
Jude, a year ago, I was driving with Terry on Lower Wacker, and it couldn't discern upper and lower. And it was telling me to take a left, which was a brick wall. It said, turn left here.
Did you?
Yeah. Crashed the car. But it couldn't figure out because it was reading the coordinates of two different streets that were
up
and down.
Same with Columbus. There's,
yeah, it does it on Columbus,
too. Columbus, you cannot get an Uber. It's funny.
Hmm.
So, GPS.
There's a lot of population there, though, so it's got to be difficult.
Right, this area has got to be ridiculous, when, like you said, when it gets wonky, because if you're putting it in,
sure,
you know, thousands and thousands of drivers.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And don't we have an app that we should be using, the Traffics,
T-R-A-F-F-I-X.
That's our in-house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'll get you anywhere.
So you don't need Waze.
No, although Traffic Chicago.
Traffic Chicago should have some way to get either Bill's voice.
Yeah, they should use my voice.
Hey, there's a candy store on the left.
It should tell you where all
the pull over. I need a Smartie.
Yeah, or mine.
Now, there's an idea. We should, on our traffic apps, we should have all of our voices.
Need a bottle of whiskey? Turn left here, buddy. That'll be mine.
Depending on what you're looking for.
Right, I can
whichever
help.
Whichever WGM personality
right.
matches up.
Mine would be, you would not believe what happened today.
John Williams?
Pull over, you're not going to believe this.
John Williams, of course. Thomas Jefferson House is on the right.
The birthplaces of all the former presidents.
Right.
You'd be able
My
to find
God, entering Monticello.
Awesome. Right. And every ride just takes you to the Tribune Tower.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Sold.
Ideas, our middle name, yeah. All of us collectively.
Yeah, we're a think tank.
We tank.
And the fish have drowned. All right, so a guy in Arizona decided he needed his driver's license photo updated, his whole driver's license, but when it came time to take his photo, he decided to do the picture, and he was wearing a colander. That's a strainer, right?
A silver strainer.
Yeah, one of the silver strainers. Here's the reason. A Chandler, Arizona man now has his official driver's license featuring a photo of him wearing a colander. This is according to the Arizona Republic. Sean Corbett actually succeeded after years of trying to be photographed with the spaghetti strainer hat and being rejected at the motor vehicles department. One location finally allowed it, and the license arrived in the mail on Tuesday. The whole process is intimidating, especially when people are yelling at you and scorning you for making a mockery out of their system, said Sean Corbett, a Lyft and Uber driver.
I wouldn't get in his car. I'm just telling you right now.
Well, there's got to be a good reason he was
A good reason.
Yeah, it's according to him.
There's a very good reason. Corbett told the Republic that his quest was all in the name of religious freedom. As a Pastafarian, As a Pastafarian in the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, Corbett said he wanted to ease the way for people of other religions to don the headwear of their choice, such as a hijab or a turban, without any opposition.
I'm pretty sure you could take your picture with those already without any opposition.
I think you can, too.
Of course you can.
Although, I gotta say, guys, a part of a driver's license is to look at the face and see if it matches the person. And isn't that difficult to do with the hijab on?
It would be more difficult.
I don't think you can ask someone to take that off. But because they're wearing it every day, so.
But that's his point. Is he saying who's to say what is? And
all right, but
is
one's
not
real,
religious.
One isn't.
No, I know.
Possibly.
Well, okay. So I'm sorry you had led me astray, because of course his only goal was to make a mockery of the system.
It without a doubt it was to. But he's saying, kind of in a weird roundabout way, who makes the decision as to which headwear is or isn't religious? I wear a baseball cap almost all the time.
Do you have to take it off for
your driver's license? Are you a baseballitarian?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am. Yeah, I'm
Do they tell you have to take it off?
No, I've never brought it to the... When I'm getting a picture, I just assume they're going to say, you can't wear that, take that off. So I just don't have it.
I wish I had a hat on for my last picture, because I had a big hair out of place that he didn't even fix.
I'm sure he was like laughing to himself. So they do all day long.
Right.
What an idiot. Click.
Right.
I mean, I've never, ever, ever taken a good license.
My last
ever.
One was good. I hated to retire it.
Not the one I have now, but like you, mm-hmm. one ago was the best picture of me that's ever been taken.
Did you take a picture of
your picture? Yeah, I have a picture of it somewhere, but I don't know. What am I going to do with that?
You know how I get back at them? When they say, wait 110, I go, yep.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Since high school.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't changed my weight since I got my license at 16.
110.
But if they called you out on it, you could sue them. You could just say this is a defamation of character.
No, are you implying that I weigh more?
Right.
Yeah.
You can't sue somebody for that.
I'm suing you for saying that, Wendy. He says, Corbett says, it's nothing anybody should have to experience, he told the Republic. They shouldn't be bullied because of their beliefs
but you should be bullied.
For wearing a spaghetti strainer.
I mean, he's making some assumptions here. I don't think of when a Muslim woman goes in there with her, what's it called?
Hijab.
Hijab. they tell her to take it off.
Hijab.
Now, if they did that, that would be rude.
Can Why is that Bill Maher on the phone for Bill?
he wants me to write for him.
I don't think they say take off your headscarf. They don't.
All right. Tell me if this or isn't offensive, because I find this offensive, but I'm the only one who does. So I'm probably wrong. There's a bunch of shops in Evanston that have a card that's maybe a foot high and 6 or 8 inches deep. And it says, we accept anyone. And it's a picture of what appears to be a Muslim woman. It looks like Mulala. You know the girl Mulala who wrote the best-selling book called I Am Mulala?
Oh, yeah. The girl, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a picture, it's a sketch of either her or somebody who kind of looks like her. And it's their way of saying, well, the obvious, we accept anyone. But I find that offensive, because if I was...
Yes, I agree with
a
you.
A Muslim woman, I'd go, it why just targets am I being
one
used?
Person there.
Right.
But on the other hand, that's the whole point. Instead of saying, we accept Muslims...
Well, just say we accept everyone and don't put a picture.
Right. Or put a picture
but
of
I guess it's
everybody.
Other people.
Like
yeah.
the Wee Pals.
Remember oh, you're
Wee
right.
Pals?
You know what?
Like,
they could certainly do that. Put, you know, of
put
course,
a rainbow
that might
coalition
be offensive
of people.
Too.
Put,
what, like,
put an Asian guy and an African-American woman and, yeah, put a little bit of everything in there. Put a
yeah,
Hispanic
so I
kid.
Can see that. And where is this? In Evanston?
In a bunch of shops. And I always see it and I go, it's like a polite way of saying we accept anybody. Even this woman.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't seem like it's done correctly.
I find that very offensive.
I agree with you.
Right? But I've brought that up to other people, and I go, isn't that wrong? And they go, no, it's unity.
Because I
it's
think,
unity.
The intent is so...
Then put pictures of other races and religions.
So I
and,
hate to say, because they're being so inclusive, but yeah, they just kind of need to tweak it a little bit.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to ThoughtCo.com, a question was asked, are Muslims able to take photo IDs while wearing Islamic clothing? In the United States, the First Amendment of the Constitution guarantees a person's right to freely practice the religion of his or her choice. For Muslims, this choice often includes a certain standard of modest dress and common religious clothing. Some people insist that ID photographs for the safety and protection of everyone must show a person's complete head and face, including the hair. They hold that all head coverings of any type must be removed for the photo. However, several government agencies have made exceptions to this rule in the case of religious headwear.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's on a case-by-case basis, because it does seem like you need to identify a person.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize their hair is completely covered.
Sometimes you just see the eyes.
Well, yeah, those in the really strict ones, you're right. It's just the eyes.
And it's no offense to what they practice.
Right.
It's just security.
It's identification. And same with passports.
Yeah, I don't know that you're going to get away with that because now you can only
see the eyes. Can hats or religious headgear be worn for the photo on a passport? It says, do not wear a hat or a head covering that obscures the hair or hairline unless worn daily for a religious purpose.
Oh, that's
I mean,
because when we went to get all the passports, I just figured flying is going to become more and more difficult.
Right.
So this past year, I did passports for all of us.
Yeah.
Did I get you one? Well,
yeah, I got a thank you for that.
And we just went to the post office. They do it several days a week. We went on a Saturday. It really wasn't that crowded. And then the woman goes on after she fills out your documentation. She was so pleasant because there were three of us. Michael had already had his. And then they posed for a picture. And they had to retake Dylan's a couple times because he was smiling too much.
They said that to
him? Honest to God.
Hey, with the smiling. Knock it off.
It's like you have to have, you know, no smile. It's got to be just like...
My passport picture looks nothing like me.
Because
you're
not
smiling? I have like three chins. Oh. It's taking at the weirdest angle. I know. I'm like, okay.
Why'd you approve it?
They didn't give me an option. She just slapped it out.
That was it?
Yeah.
No right of first refusal on that?
I would never travel again if I were you.
I know. It is kind of embarrassing. It really is. Well, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, but see, you look so much better that sometimes if you have like a really great picture like Bill did on his last ID.
It was a good one.
And then they look at you in person
and they go,
what
happened? Whoa, you let yourself go.
For me, I should just say, I had a lot of work done.
I worked hard. That's what you say.
That's it. All right, a quick break.
It's all done already?
That's it?
Jeez.
Well, not yet. We still have to close up shop.
All right.
It's not happened yet. Stick around. You get to hear us closing up shop.
Thank you, Judy.
Bye, Judy.
WGN. Always a pleasure.
All right, Wendy, it is time, as we said, to close up shop, and you have some sound to signify that we are closing up shop?
Yes. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let me make sure you can hear it.
All right.
We are going to close up shop.
All right.
There. We closed and locked the door.
It sounded like a rat trap. Is that a rat trap?
Yes. I'm going into the sound effects business, and
that's excellent.
If you'd like to hire me.
Good for you. Yeah, hired. Done. Done deal. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tomorrow will be another great show, assuming you thought today's show. If today's show was great, you'll get more of the same tomorrow. If you were not happy, yeah, that'll also happen. Got my finger caught in the rat trap.
Wait, here we go. One more.
Ugh. What is this?
Kevin's
from?
Looking at porn.
What is this? That's like from Creature Features.
Yes.
Wendy and the Wolfman and I are closing up shop. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.